passing Deborah a good while. I was talking to one of my blood brothers, he's here, Wilbert. He was closer to them in the physical life than I was with Herb and Deborah. Him and his wife was close friends with them. My blood brother, he's here. And he said to me what a nice lady Miss Deborah was, because he knew her more personally on the physical side than I do as the pastor. I came out to shake hands with some of the family, the brother, sister, shook hand, and I felt a warmth of just nice people. And so definitely I want to minister to you today in a way that would be a help to you. And I'm looking, Michelle, are you here? Michelle not here, is she? No. She's still alive, isn't she?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, you give her my love. And these brothers and the rest of the family, I look here on the program. I was not here, able to be here for her funeral. One of my men preached his funeral. I was out of town, but I'm here for Dev's funeral.
Amen.
And I want to minister to you for a few moments. I'm not going to preach long, and I'm not going to preach at you. I'm going to preach to you that we'll know what's transpiring at this time. If there's anyone here who have not made Jesus the Lord of their life, I want you to listen. This is more than a religion. This is a revelation.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is a revelation. And Deb, and then I see here, Deb was, my brother told me she was smart. I see this word. I can't pronounce this word too good. Salutatoria. Yes. That means, you know, I'm not that smart, but I mean, she was real smart. And I never had a chance to talk to her a whole lot personally about, you know, things, affairs in life. She always was respecting me as her pastor. And she learned some things from me, too, of how to be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
So as I begin to minister now, as I minister these few minutes, the power of God going to come in this place to comfort us. That's what we need. We need the power of God this morning. Man can't handle this. We can shake hand and hug, and but this thing is too big for us to handle. But there's a God who can handle it. And so I'm going to preach in for a few moments. Pastor Webster, here with me, I've been knowing him a long time. He told me he'd been pastoring 34 years. I told him I got you 10 years. And so I'm not a rookie here. I love people. And I love you. And I want to put myself with you this morning for a few moments. And we're all going to rejoice in the fact that where Derb is now. So, Father, we thank you this morning for the Holy Spirit helping us to minister to this family, minister the word, minister to friends who have come to share this celebration of my daughter in Christ. And I ask you to help me with your word for a few minutes that we may minister this word clearly. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. You may be seated. If you have your Bible, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it's the chapter that the Lord decided through the Apostle Paul to teach us about the other life. Now, the word that is used for the other life called resurrection. Resurrection means coming alive from the dead. There's a physical side of life and there's a spiritual side. Now, we see how smart Deb was on the physical side, but she was smarter on the spiritual side, because one day in her life she decided to accept Jesus as her personal Savior. Now, whether we know it or not, Jesus is the greatest thing that can ever happen to you. I'm trying to listen for these Christians here now. Jesus is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I've seen some things. I've been to some nice places. I've had some nice things. But Jesus is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Do I have any witness here? I want to talk about death is swallowed up in victory. I said to the brothers when I was talking to them in the morning, she left too early, but she didn't wait too late. In other words, her business. Come on, we family, let's talk about this. Her business is fixed. So therefore, the hurting factor is us. For separation, she was young. I mean, that's too young to die. And God didn't take her. It's that we have to recognize that God permitted her to come home. But we got to recognize God don't kill you. Amen. God is not a killer. He's a lover. Yes. We just got to learn how to take care of ourselves. All right, you understand that? Yes. All right, now, the Lord said to me to encourage you in the midst of a bad report. The Holy Spirit wants to give you a good report. The kingdom world operate different and higher than the physical world. Amen. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The kingdom world has no death. Amen. The kingdom world is eternal,
yes,
everlasting,
yes,
unending.
Yes,
when Deb accepted Christ, she paid for this moment.
Amen.
She's not here. We have to understand that. And she's not dead.
Amen.
Well, what you saying, Reverend? She's sleeping.
Yes, sir.
People don't die in Christ. They go to sleep.
Amen.
And so the hurt, the pain, the separation, the tears will be there. But yet death is swallowed up in victory.
Amen.
Over 2,000 years ago,
yes,
a man called Jesus,
yes,
swallowed death up on my behalf and your behalf and their behalf, went to death, stayed there 3 days, made his mind up, got up and walked out the grave.
Yes.
So we have to understand this. I want to read these scriptures. The Apostle Paul laid out for us, called victory over death. Beginning at the 51st verse in 1 Corinthians 15. Behold, it began. Now, behold mean there's more than one way to look at something. Behold mean concentrate on it till you see it. Because here in the natural, we see a physical body. But if we behold long enough in the right way, we're going to see something else.
Yes, sir.
See, behold, we see a funeral in the natural. But in another realm, we see a father welcoming their child home. It's according to how you look at it. If you look at it naturally, you're going to hurt and you're going to be in pain. But if you look at it spiritually, there's some joy going to start riding up in you. Because the joy is, it's not over yet. All I have to do is prepare myself if I won't see Deb again. All I got to do is keep myself prepared, because there's going to be a reunion. You remember the old Baptist song, I want to be at the meeting? When all of God, yeah, that's a reunion. So behold, here, this first word in my text, behold, how you looking at it? How you see this? How you feel about it? Is your faith greater than your feeling? See, your faith has to override your feeling here, because your feeling going to keep you in the physical realm, going to keep you in the sense realm, but your faith going to take you in the spirit realm, and the spirit realm is higher. Come on, come on, listen now. And the spirit realm is higher than the physical realm. Everybody here going to need this. Everybody here got to face this. So you just want to listen to me. We got to face this. So let me give you some information so you know how to face it. But we all got to face it. We're going to lose some more loved ones. We got to go sometime. According to how you look at it. You must look at death as a stepping stone. eternal life.
Yes, sir.
The separate scripture I got saved on is John 3:16, 47 years ago. A little short preacher was preaching. His daughter here, she's my head intercessor. He said, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I accepted him.
Yes,
now I know I got everlasting life. Deb accepted him. Now she knows she had everlasting life. Have you accepted him? Huh? Have you accepted? Y'all mighty quiet on me. How many Christians I got in here? Hold on, let me see your hand. We ought to be cutting up in here when I'm talking this word, then y'all Christians. Hey, Christian, we together, we fight, we got to fight this faith, fight this good fight of faith together. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." In a few moments, I'm going to tell you how Deb changed. She pulled off one robe, and she put another one on. She left one house and she went to another house. Not only is death is a mystery to those who are missing it. Death's not a mystery to a believer who walking with Jesus. So he says, put 20 minutes up there, son, because I'll go too long. Because I feel good this morning. I feel I'm around good people. You know, I done preached some tough funerals. Ooh, Jesus Christ. I needed all the help I needed. The people just cold. They just sit there and look at you. The 52nd verse says, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump." Are you listening to me? "For the trumpet shall sound." Ooh, glory to God. "And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." I want to say, clap your hand for Deb. That's where she at now. I know it's going to be a little different this morning, you know. I ain't got no old crybaby story and be groaning and mourning here. We need to have a clarity on here, what's going on, for a few minutes. I'm not going to be long. Now, you don't have to worry about it. I told the boy I put 20 minutes on it, so we're worried enough about that. But listen to me these 20 minutes. "For this corruptible must put on incorruption." And now notice what this mortal, this physical body must put on immortality. Deb will never have to die again. Her dying days are over. And she's alive. As I preach a funeral today, she's alive and well. Just in another dimension. I said, just in another dimension. "So when this corruptible should have put on incorruption, and this mortal should have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written." It's in my text. It's in verse 54. "Death," I got it underlined, "is swallowed up in victory." Then the Bible asks the question, "Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory?" The sting of death don't work here this morning. The grave has no victory here this morning. A man called Jesus. Do you know him? He was the only Son of God. Lived here 33 years.
Yes.
But I heard him say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. That same Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The same Jesus said, I am the door. The same Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And then that same Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Though a man be dead, good God Almighty, though a woman be dead, yet shall she live. I make a way out of no way. I robbed the grave 2,000 years ago. The demon thought they had me. They crucified me on a Friday. But I'd already announced on the third day, I'm coming out of this grave. Deb, the grave can't hold Deb. Don't worry yourself about Deb. Take care of yourself. Deb had a business faith. Because I had a business faith. She said, I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, who endured the cross, despising the shame. But he's now sitting on the right hand of the Father. The grave can't hold Deb because she got something on her called the blood. The blood of Jesus is the blood of redemption. Jesus is Deb redemption. Jesus is Deb holding place. She not by herself. When old death came to our bed the other day, Jesus was standing by our bedside and saying, that's my daughter. You can't take her. I already give her eternal life. She already fixed. She got her hand in my hand. You can't rob her. Grave, you can't hold her. She got a resurrection life on the inside of her. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Deb, all right.
Yes.
I love you all so much. I've been through this before. It's a separation. I understand that. But we got to see both sides. Thank God your sister knew Jesus. Thank God. Thank God your niece or whoever she is to you. Thank God she knew Jesus. That's the man. That's the man thing. You're not going to put her in the grave. You can't put her in the grave. She gone. Absent from the body. Present from the Lord. Let me talk for a few more minutes. A few more minutes. I got a few more minutes. Say the sting of death. Oh my goodness. The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. Verse 57 now. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then it says in verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. So I questioned when I was getting ready to preach this, and I wrote these words for you. My assignment as Deborah's pastor is to get you to see her flowing and living in the realm that God promoted us to and provided for us through Jesus dying on the cross and raised on the third day. And I wrote, and because he lived, she died in him. So she lived also. May I say that again? This is encouraging, isn't it? And because he lived and she died in him, she lived also. One writer wrote it this way. As a Baptist boy preacher, some 40 years ago, in him I live, I move, and I have my being. Because my being is not physical. There's another side of me you have not seen if you only know me physical. My being is spiritual. So, a glorious text. I got 11 minutes. A glorious text in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. You know, it's easy to preach a good portion funeral. A portion who's been here for 20 years and give you no trouble. It's harder to preach a devil funeral. Somebody contrary always giving you a problem, but a good woman like this, it's easy to preach her funeral. She didn't preach her funeral already. She wasn't only smart academically. She was smart spiritually. 2 Corinthians 5, 1. For we know that if our earthly half of this tabernacle were dissolved, ooh, glory to God, I want to scream. We have a building of God and a house not made by hand with hand, eternal in the heaven. What I said, eternal, say it, eternal in the heaven. For in this we groan. I talked to her on her bedside. I talked, where that sister was with her? You such a nice lady. She was, what's your name?
Gwen.
Gwen. I'm the first time meeting Gwen. I went over to the hospital to see Dale. The lady, so warm, nice lady. You know, you go, just a nice lady. She turned the thing off, let me minister to Dale, and I talked to her a few minutes. I know when I meet nice people. You know them being nasty people and nice people. Ain't y'all ever met any nasty people? You're not nasty, right? Gwen was so nice. So cordial, so respectful, that my anointing just flowed in that room. And Deb and I had a talk, but it was because me and one of my sons went in. I got three sons to preach the gospel, and me and my son went in, and she was so nice, so nice. You see, now I see y'all think, some people may think I'm not preaching. The other stuff is not preaching. I'm ministering to you. I don't have to be beating on you for to get the message across. I want you to hear what I'm saying. I'm using the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. That's what you're supposed to use, the Bible. And it says here, I'm almost through. Oh, my God, tell y'all. Excuse me. Excuse me, I got happy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, you got a hallelujah? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Praise his holy name. The Lord is good. His mercy. Ooh, I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. His mercy endures forever. God's going to take care of you. Late in the midnight hour. God's going to wrap his arm around you, Gwen. You're never alone. You'll never forget this funeral. This will be with you the rest of your life. Because there's love. There's love in this room. For in this we groan, honestly designed to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. You heard that?
Yes.
With our house. I mean, 2 Corinthians 5, 2, in case you won't know it. With our house, upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we should not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Mm-hmm. Now he that wrought us for this selfsame thing is God, who also has given unto us the honors of the Spirit. Now watch verse 8. Watch verse 8. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Then he goes on to say, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Woo, glory. Listen to this word. For we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body. When you're the only sister, got another sister in here? What other sister? Okay, all right, all right. What's your first name?
Mary.
Mary. Present with the Lord. That's where your sister at.
Amen.
We miss her. You're going to miss her, you know, and that moment's going to come, you think about time you had with her, but she's present with the Lord. Your brother, right? Your brother too, right? She present with the Lord.
Yes, sir.
So when y'all go down, y'all going to North Carolina, I'm saying, Vera,
yes,
don't, you're not putting her in the grave. She left, man, the other day. She left. She gone. Matter of fact, she better off than all of us. We got to stay down here with all these crazy people fighting. You don't know who you're dealing with. Them ain't got to put up with this mess no more. You see what I'm saying? She gone where people got heavily in mind. We got all kinds. We got to deal. You know, we don't know who we got to deal with tomorrow night. No. You go to the store, you don't know who you're dealing with, you know. So there, she better off than us. One writer called this far better. Apostle Paul in the first chapter of Philippians called this far better. He says far better to be with God. That's what I'm talking about. And let me close here with this. Let me give you this statement to help you with your children, help you with everything. I will keep my eyes on Jesus. My aim is to please you in everything I do today. I must overcome every opposition by the joy of the Holy Spirit in me. I will reach my goal this day, now, faith, through faith, and by faith.
Amen.
And I'll close with this. What house? Is she living in now? And I'll go to John 14 and close. Mary, I'm going to close John 14. What house is she living in now? John 14, 1. Say amen.
Amen.
Here's the word of Jesus in red in the average Bible. Jesus' word is written in red. Let not your heart be troubled. Now, what, Reverend, what can cause my heart not to be troubled at a time like this? Ye believe in God? Believe also in me. See, believing remove heart trouble. He in whom we believe can handle anything, even death. For he died for me. And the price is already paid. Are you listening to me? He goes on to say, in my Father's house. There are many mansions. I'm closing now. If it was not so, I would not have told you. What are you saying, Jesus? I'm saying that I go to prepare a place for you. That where I am, there you may be also. If it was not so, I would have told you so. But it is so. And if I go, listen to me, I'm talking about Deb now. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come myself. I'm not going to send nobody else. I'm not going to send them. I will come again and receive you unto myself. What are you talking about, Lord? That where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know. And the way, you know. One man got disturbed by the name of Thomas. And he said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. And now, how can we know the way? Jesus looked at him. And I want to close. Yeah, Deb funeral. I'm so glad that Deb knew God for herself. I'm so glad that she wasn't just academic. And she wasn't just an academician. But she gave God permission to come into her life and take out sin. So glad that I know a college education won't help you right now. And don't care how much you know about geometry and chemistry right now, it won't help Deb. But Deb knew another lesson. She knew a man called Jesus. And I heard Jesus said, when Thomas got to getting in doubt and didn't know how things were going to come out. And if it's got somebody here who doubtful about how things going to come out today, I got three things to tell you in my clothes and three words from Jesus in John 14 and 6. Jesus want to clear the way up for you now. He want to move the darkness from your face, and he want to remove the pain from your heart and the hurt from your mind. And he's going to use three words as I close, as his representative today here at Word of Life Christian Center over a child of God. Three words I won't leave with you here. Brother, I won't leave you with three words that's going to walk in the midnight hour. Three words that's going to be with you 3 months later. Three words that'll be with you 3 years later. Three words that'll be with you 3 decades later. Jesus said, I am the way. Good God Almighty, Deb had a way. She knew her way was in him. Jesus said, second word, I am the truth. Deb, and I heard the word of God say, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. Anybody ever heard that? And ye shall know the truth. The truth about this thing, a Christian can't die. A Christian go to sleep. Job asked the question long time ago, if a man die, should he live again? A man called Jesus answered the question. He said, yeah, he's gonna live again. I am the resurrection and the life. The third word in my clothing, sister, the third word in my clothing, he didn't only say he is the way, he didn't only say he is the truth, but good God Almighty, that third word, he said, I am the life. Sleep on, Deborah. Sleep on, Deborah. I'll see you later. I'm on my way to that same land. Anybody here connected to the same God? Anybody here connected to the same Jesus? Anybody here connected to the same Holy Ghost? Anybody here connected to the same word? Anybody here connected to the same kingdom? Anybody here connected to the same heaven? Anybody here? Anybody here? Anybody here got their business fixed? Anybody here know they got a home greater than this home? No matter what kind of house you live in, no matter what kind of car you drive, there's no place like the place called heaven. I get happy when I think about that place called heaven. I know Pastor Webster, stand up, Pastor Webster here. Any other men of God or woman of God here with us? Yeah. Thank you, Pastor, for being with me, man. Thank you, man. What's your name? Where you from, Apostle?
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Great love. Great love. Anybody, any other minister here? Thank you. Sir, stand up. Tell me who you are. Yes, sir. I got you. Yes, sir. Thank you for being with me here and with the family.
Thank you.
Anybody? Is your pastor? Pastor?
Yes, sir.
Yes, tell me, Pastor.
Pastor Marvin Vernon from Powerhouse Praise and Worship Center in Roseland, Louisiana.
Good to meet you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Pastor Tony Bello, Pastor Hinesville Baptist Church in Hinesville, Louisiana.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor, for your being. Ma'am? All right, Evangelist. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for being here with me. These fellow clergymen and clergy ladies. You don't want. What about? Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You dress so nice. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I like your head. Man, I'm really. Brother. It's a pleasure to serve y'all today, man. Y'all some nice people. I told my brother Wilbur back there, my blood brother, I told him, man, these some nice people. I can already shake these people's hands. I ain't felt no resistance, and they're just nice people. I'd love to meet nice people, so it's a part of my life. I cherish the time I could spend with you, and we'll be here. If we could do anything, we're here for you. And we love you so much. All right, I got the ministers I see now. All right. Y'all want fellowship with the people? I'll let the people come fellowship with y'all. Y'all want fellowship with y'all?